Breaking news, Henry Kissinger, the nation's 56th Secretary of State, has died at his home in Connecticut. He was 100. CBS's Steve Kathan looks back.
As America's top diplomat, Kissinger opened up relations between the U.S. and China, developed the policy of détente with the Soviet Union, and his efforts to arrange a ceasefire between North and South Vietnam.
We believe that peace is at hand.
Brought him a Nobel Peace Prize in 1973. But this diplomat who never lost the German accent of his birthplace was a man who also had many critics. Kissinger was accused of lies, manipulation, and secret deals, blamed for, among other things, dragging out the Vietnam War, the secret bombing of Cambodia, the propping up of South American dictators, and generally ignoring human rights. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Israel releases 30 Palestinian prisoners on the sixth day of a Gaza truce after Hamas frees 16 hostages. President Biden says one of them is Liat Benin, who holds dual U.S. and Israeli citizenship.
I talk with her mother and father. They're very appreciative, and things are moving well. She'll soon be home with her three children.
The handover of hostages was overshadowed by an unconfirmed claim by Hamas that a family of Israeli hostages, including a baby, had been killed during earlier Israeli bombardment. CBS's Holly Williams has the latest from Tel Aviv.
We have just spoken with Ghazi Hamad, who is a senior figure in Hamas. We asked him about that claim made by Hamas. He said that Hamas is willing to hand over evidence to the ICRC and the mediators in the negotiations between Israel and Hamas, that those three hostages, Ariel Bibas, Kafir Bibas, and their mother Shiri, were killed by an Israeli airstrike.
The annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony has taken place at Rockefeller Center in New York City, and there were some protesters who showed up. CBS's Matt Piper in New York.
Among the thousands at the annual Rockefeller Center tree lighting,
Israel is a fascist state!
Protesters, hundreds of them in support of Palestinians. One person seen holding a swastika sign at the protest. The NYPD says there have been more than 700 protests in the city since the war began. There were arrests last week when protesters tried to disrupt the Thanksgiving Day parade. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A ransomware attack on the Ardent Hospital chain with locations in six states causes chaos. Some emergency room patients had to be diverted to other hospitals. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meeting laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American Oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. New research links emissions from coal-fired power plants to about 500,000 premature deaths in the United States over the past two decades. Karen Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Gallagher's group is working for stricter emission standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers losing their top running back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Braylon Allen was recruited out of Fond du Lac in Wisconsin as a linebacker, and after three seasons with the Badgers at running back, he's now declared himself ready for the NFL draft. Allen talked about the past year in Madison.
The amount of stuff that this team has been through, this group, just finding a way to stick together and come together, you know, in the big moments when we needed to. I think that says a lot about us, the culture that we have, and the brotherhood that we share in our locker room.
NFL, the Packers are shorthanded at tight end with injuries to Josiah DeGora and Luke Musgrave. So they have signed Joel Wilson, a rookie tight end out of Central Michigan who had been with the Bills. NBA, the Bucks went at it back and forth against the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee got the win, 131-124. Giannis with 33. Damian Lillard had 32. Pat Connaughton went down hard in the first half, twisting his ankle. Adrian Griffin.
They're going to evaluate him in the morning. That's all I was told right now.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 24. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 39. Lows around 18 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, we're going to warm up the Midwest, it seems like, because it's so cool.
Yeah, but I do think that the small communities that are building and like DJs who are putting that effort, I personally am very like fond of like people who are doing it. Like, look at Paul Gordon, who's doing his thing around Sarakawa. Like, there's so many DJs I can name like who are building a community, who are building that scene around. So like, credit and props to them.
Yeah, no, and it's been fun to be a part of it from our, I also just started here. And so it's been really, really fun to see the community start to connect and people from all over that are, kind of coming out of the woodwork. And we're like, yes, we like dance music too. So here we go. So you recently played a very exciting show at Liquid, one of the biggest clubs in the city. Mm-hmm. You want to tell us a bit about that experience? Because it looked fun on Instagram.
So Liquid has been very kind to me. They keep inviting me back for opening for artists. So I opened for Sultan and Shepherd. I don't know if that's the one you're referring to. That was Melodic House. Very beautiful night. I do want everybody who's listening, I do want them to come out to Liquid and like enjoy the great artists that they bring out there, because you don't get to see these artists like anywhere else. Like, yep. I wasn't expecting to see Sultan and Shepherd in Madison. So
yeah.
No,
but yeah, I think, Frequency played there two Fridays ago Saturday. I don't know. It was, I went and it was a lot of fun. So it's definitely a fun spot.
Yeah.
I've actually danced to several of your sets. You know, I've been to a couple of the shows and I've been impressed with your ability to cross genres, of dance music. Mm-hmm. So how do you go about crafting your sets for shows? Is it, different for the bigger ones than the smaller ones, or is it just kind of the theme of the party or et cetera?
That's a really good question. So when I'm asked to open for an artist, I try to stick to their genre. But when it's Global Village Nights, I try to blend in as many genres as I can. And the reason why we started Global Village is like we wanted to acknowledge the cultural diversity amongst us, and like we wanted people in Madison to feel seen, to feel home, right? Like, that was the whole point of it. And like, we connect with music so closely, right? Like, culturally we find that attachment. We're like, okay, this is how music from my country sounds like.
Right.
So music is very closely linked to our culture or our cultural identity. So like, that's why I try to curate my sets around like, okay, what music do I enjoy? Where are my friends from? What can I play for them? And so that is how music links, music connects us. So you just find a way out.
Yeah, no, that's that definitely comes through in your set. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. Mm-hmm. Do you have any shows coming up you can announce tonight, or stuff super secret. I tend to just kind of blather there on and say stuff before it's supposed to be said. So
I'm going to be out of Madison on December 10th, but the upcoming show that I'm doing is Liquid, and I'm going to be opening for Keys and Crates. So announcing it here, guys, come out. We're going to be doing some funk house.
Awesome. That sounds fun. So what do you have in store for us tonight in this 50-something minute live mix that we are about to enjoy?
So, you know, Cosmo, I tried my best to incorporate as many genres that I liked as I could. Of course, sometimes when you overdo it, it sounds weird. So I hope that's not the case tonight. So I'm going to be playing a bit of Afrobeat, Amapiano, Afro House, Deep House, Melodic House. Just whatever I like.
Awesome. Well,
if it sounds bad, I'm really sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sure it sounds great. Don't worry about it. And yeah, we've all loved your sets, so that's why you're here.
Thank you.
Let's get started. This is FNU on Mad Unity, only on Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX, a civic media station.
All right.
So if you want to just hit play, the party week starts tonight.
Let's go.
I no go follow your hand in ever. So now me you could love forever. I'm a cocky no feeble letter. I'm a handily Angelina. I'm a handily Angelina. Oh, me all down. Anytime we see you for the club or the television, your body. Sure you know no certainty when you carry 50 kilos on body. You know I feel a vibe, you feel a vibe. So baby, why not call me? Yeah. And I know you shy, but it's cool when we're making love. On the low, 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 on the low.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
ਸੇ ਤੋਂ ਨਾ ਖਲ ਕੇ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਕਲਮ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਉਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਮੋਟੇ ਸੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਦਾ ਟ੍ਰੈਪ ਕੀਤੀ ਦਾ ਸਿਰ ਕੱਟ ਕੱਟ ਦੇ ਸਪੀਕਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਵੱਜਦੇ ਬਰਾਉਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਉਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਮੋਟੇ ਸੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਦਾ ਟ੍ਰੈਪ ਕੀਤੀ ਦਾ ਸਿਰ ਕੱਟ ਕੱਟ ਦੇ ਸਪੀਕਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਵੱਜਦੇ ਬਰਾਉਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਉਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਓ ਬਾਵੇ ਬਿਜੀਨਾ ਲਾਈਫ ਪਸੀਨਾ ਰੱਤਾ ਰੰਗੀਨਾ ਚੋਬਰ ਚਕੀਨਾ ਕੱਪਾ ਚਲੀਨਾ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਮੀਨਾ ਕਈ ਨਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਛੱਡੇ ਕਰ ਸੀਨਾ ਪੱਕੇ ਤਰਾਕਿਆ ਨਾ ਉੱਡਦੇ ਜਵਾਕਿਆ ਦਾਰੂ ਚ ਕਰਦੇ ਡਰਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਦੇਸੀ ਜਗੀ ਦਾ ਡਰੈਵ ਜੀ ਵੀ ਦਾ ਸਿਰ ਕੱਟ ਗੱਜ ਦੇ ਸਪੀਕਰਾਂ ਚ ਵੱਜਦੇ ਬਰਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Special Report. Henry Kissinger, Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon, has died at his home in Connecticut. That according to his consulting firm. Kissinger was 100. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez with more.
His policy of détente eased tensions with the Soviets. His secret travels to China opened doors to that nation. And his shuttle diplomacy in the Middle East helped contain the fallout from the Yom Kippur War.
In no area of the world is it more difficult to promote a just and lasting peace.
In 1970, Kissinger began secret negotiations with the North Vietnamese in hopes of ending the Vietnam War.
We have brought them to this point with considerable difficulty and with considerable anguish.
The deal earned him a Nobel Peace Prize, though peace was not to come until 1975, when Secretary of State Kissinger, now serving in the Gerald Ford administration, watched Saigon fall.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for three pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 24. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 39. Lows around 18 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner. Three. Got it again.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Bases the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Bases the Music will be...
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I just want to treat you better. Let's begin again.
cypresses rolling. Que te han dado desde el cielo. No, 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 no. Quiero ver tu tramitar, alejarme de esta ciudad y contagiarme de tu forma de pensar. Miro al cielo al recordar, me doy cuenta otra vez más que no hay momento que pase sin dejarte de pensar.
Oh, butterflies when you touch my body. Oh, let you know, babe, show me, show me.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
You have been listening to Madison-based DJ FNU. Thank you so much for that set. That was really fun. So where can people catch you? And you said a Liquid coming up?
December 2nd. Yeah, that's a Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah. So keys and crates, guys.
Awesome. Well, I also want to give a shout out to DJs Maytag, Sam Wallner, Paul Gordon, Mythica, who have been chatting it up with us on YouTube, and quite a few others, I'm sure, now. And thank you to all of those of you listening on the air. We are going to continue for a little bit with FNU, and don't go anywhere, because up next I'll be playing a special set of Funky House music to keep us warm this chilly Wednesday night. The party week starts tonight. Here we go.
Let's go.
Listening on YouTube, we're gonna keep it going. We're going off the air in about a minute. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Coming up next, more house music.
Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org.
This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Henry